We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Hagoizel es chaveiroi, if someone stole from his friend, or shalova himenu, or he borrowed from him money, or shehifkid loy, beyishuv, or someone gave him something to watch in the city, lo yachz loy b'midbar. You shouldn't return any of these things in the midbar. That means you should not return the geneva in the midbar, you shouldn't return the halva in the midbar, and you should not return the pekadon in the midbar, because that's not a place where you return something. Now you're leaving the malva watching something in the midbar, which it's more dangerous to have it, and he's not mechuyev to take it. And this, you meet the guy in the midbar, and say, "Here, I'm paying you back now." No, he's not mechuyev to take it. So Rashi says, "Keep him ein ze toivoy." If he's not teveyim, ein ze yochel koyfer lekabel choyvoy. But the ma'ase, if he is teveya, then you do have to give it back. We'll see in the Gemara about that, but what the Mishnah is saying is that you cannot return it to him. You can't force him to accept it in the midbar. Amanas lotzeis b'midbar yachz midbar. If he made up with him, for example, by the hava, he made up that I'm going to borrow money from you, but I'm paying you back even in the midbar. So then you give it back to him in the midbar. And the Gemara is going to ask, that's pashut l'chayra. Of course you could. Why shouldn't you be able to do that? You made it up. Of course it's pashut. So let's see the Gemara. Raminu. So our Mishnah says they cannot return something to midbar. Raminu. Milva mishtalemes v'chol makim. Milva can pay back anywhere. Avedu pekadoin im mishtalem v'koyman. Avedu pekadoin is only returned in its place, back in the city. So you see, Clara, from this brisa, they allow return to halva everywhere, and you couldn't force the malva to accept it wherever he is. On ma'abaya, no, you cannot force the malva to accept something in the midbar. What's on this brisa? It means like this: Hachkamar, malva nitna li tova b'chol makim. Milva nitna li tova b'chol makim. The malva could demand his halva in any place. He meets you in the midbar. You owe him the money already. He says, "Pay me back." He could do that. Avedo pekadoin li nitnu tva'yal mekayman. Avedo or pekadoin, there's no tevia, only mekayman. You're not mechuyev to go back home now to get it. You meet the guy in the midbar and say, "Where's my avedo or pekadoin?" He says, "It's back home." So go back home. No, I don't have to go back home now. Now I'm not home now. Mashenke b'halva, you can be teveyit any place, even in the midbar, you can be teveyit. So the Mishnah stays the same. The Mishnah is saying that when you cannot force the malva to accept it. But there is a difference that when the malva demands it, there's a difference in halva and pekadon. If you look back on that Rashi that says that the ein zeh toivoy, ein zeh yochel lekayif lekav choyvoy, so the Rishash brings down a Tosfos Yontif. It says kolaymar am hichse v'kibloy yipater. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If he's mekabel yipater, that most of the pshita is like the Rishash. Our pasuk the Rashi kivon laafuke dim hamalva toivoy b'midbar chayev aleiv lahachzla. Like the Gemara says, that's what Rashi means in the Mishnah to avoid this Gemara. But like upon the bottom line is like this: that you cannot return something to a malva anywhere, even by a halva, pekadon. You can't return it to him in the milva unless he accepts it. But if he's teveya you, then you have to return him to halva and go get it if you don't have it on you. Mashenken aved the pekadon, not mechuyu. Then the Mishnah says, "Amnas losis b'midvar." The Mishnah says that if you make a tanai that I'm going to give it back to you in the midbar, it's fine. Where's the pshita? Of course, he made up a tanai. What's the chiddush? Lo tzricha da amalei li have a high pekadon gabach dan ol midbar nafkina. The story was like this: there wasn't any clear tanai. The mafkid gave the pekadon to the safekeeper, and he gave it to him. You know what? Watch this for me. I'm going out to the midbar. Va amalei iu an ol midbar nafkina lo mefik. I'm also going out to the midbar. Ibeinu ladur lachas amadin lach. And if I want, I'll return it to you there. And the guy agreed. So here the halacha is that it's a good tanai. And even though he didn't say before, for sure he's going to return it back there, he says, if I want to, I'm going to do it. That's enough of a tanai. There's another way to read the Gemara, the Mashal brings down, it's telling in Girsas, is that the Baal Pekal, the safekeeper never even said it. He just said, "You're going to the midbar, I'm also going to the midbar." That is ki'ilu, I'm saying that if I want, I'll return to the midbar. That's what it means. That's the end of his words. The Gemara says, if you want to return to him there, you can return it to him in that spot. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah. You go over to your friend, so I stole from you. You lent me money, I owe you money. If God asks thee, and you gave me something to watch. I'm not sure if I gave it back to you. What's the halacha? Chayav l'shalom. You have to pay. So it means the guy says, you know what, I stole from you, but I don't know if I returned it. Lachas, you have to pay. Says, I don't know if I ever borrowed from you, ever stole from you, or ever got a bekalim from you. The law is part of Mosham. You don't have to pay. That's our Mishnah. We have to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not clear yet until we see the Gemara. Itmar. We learned. Mono li b'yadcha. A guy is tevei something. Reuven goes up to Shimon. You owe me money. Shimon says, I don't know. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, I'm a chayiv. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold you chayiv. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, I'm a potter. Rav Yechon holds potter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, I'm a chayiv. Why? Bar Yishan, Bar Yadav. The Teveya, Reuven is saying, you owe me money. And the other guy saying, he doesn't know. So Loch is Bar Yishan, Bar Yadav. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, I'm a potter. Is even though it's Bar Yishan, I still Uki Memoino of a Cheskas Mari. There's still a Cheskas Mamoin connected the Bari. And therefore, you cannot be Teveya without Edim. You can't do that. Now, even if the Mandyama holds your potter, it could be you need a shua to say you don't know. You have to make a shua, Rashi says, that you don't know that any idea. Just like if you would say, I don't owe you any money, I need a shua's hesis. Here also, you need a shua. But that's the machlokes here. If bari of Hashem and bari adav. So now we go.
The hesis mari is the same as
Maitsevoy Raya? Yeah. Same type of idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's based on the same thing, yeah. Mm hmm. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah over here that we're going to see if this Mishnah is a kasha on one of them on the Amram. Tanan, Av Amaloi Eino Yedeya. If it says in our Mishnah that if he says, I don't know if he'll be sonny, the end of the Mishnah, Sefer the Mishnah says, Av Amaloi Eino Yedeya, he'll be sonny, I'm not sure you lent me money, you're potter. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Ilei Modeloi Kotavale. Is our Mishnah talking about there was no Tviya, no one was like asking you to give back money? It was just like he came his own volition. He came and said, I owe money, I don't owe money. So if that's the case, then he's the one who started the whole thing and said, he goes over to the other guy, to Reuven, and says, I don't know if I borrowed money from you. Reuven didn't know anything. So that's why you put in the sefer. So Reisha Nami, like I told you, it means the Reisha also went without a tefillah, without someone demanding anything. So Amai Chayiv. So why you Chayiv? In the Reisha it says, if a guy goes over to his friend, and it says, I stole from you, but I don't know if I paid you back. So you have to pay. Why do I have to pay? Bishlam, if you asked, you told me that I took money from you, and I say yes, but I don't know if I pay back, I understand why I'm chayiv, because I'm agreeing, we're all agreeing that we're chayiv, and I don't know if I pay, so I have to pay. But if I'm the one who told you about the whole thing, and say any day, why should you be chayiv? So Tosfos Rid explains that this is not called a das val din kamei edim dami. Why? Because in your haidah, you're saying, I don't know if I owe you money. I read you the lashon of Tosfos Rid. Zakatosis Rid, I forgot the Oidile Kamei Bedina Shehilvaloi, even though he's being made in front of Bezdin that I borrowed money, Kivun Shumistapik by the Asaim Hichsaloi, since he has a suffix in his Aidah, if he returned it or not, ain't so Aidah's Vadis. It's not a Aidah's Vadis, Shanema Pip Kamei Adami. The Kivun Shazet any day of Toivai, the other guys know if he borrowed money, Shane Zaycha Shavo, Oshigazlu. So the Mar's question is, that if there's no Tavia, why should we have to pay? It's like more, if you want to say it this way, it's like more like a migu as a. I'm telling you I borrowed money, but I don't know if I pay back. So I'm not even saying I'm chayiv. I'm the one who brought the whole thing. I'm telling you right away, I'm not sure I'm chayiv. So what's the case of our Mishnah? If it's not talking about Tavia, so why chayiv? Ella must be there's a Tavia, the Kotavale. So that's when I understand the ratio is chayiv. But Tony Sefer, and Sefer says, you're part of him paying. So what's the kasha? Sefer says, part of Milshalim, even though it's Bari Vishema, it's not Bari Adav. So it's the kasha, man, the Yomah holds Bari Adav. There's no Tavia. Aye, the Reisha says, you're right, it can be Chayiv and Bezdin. The Reisha means, it means once the guy knows he borrowed money, he's not sure he paid back, if he wants to be Lotzis De Shemayim, so then he has to pay. That's what it means. Avadi can't be Tveihim and Bezdin, he can't take away from Bezdin because he's the one who brought the whole thing up. There's no Tveih B'chal. But if he wants to be Lotzis De Shemayim, he has to pay. Itmar Nami, I'm going to show you an idea that Bar Lotzis De Shemayim is different din. Because Itmar Nami, I'm going to Chiyah Ba'abam V'yechim. V'yechim is the one who says, Bari V'shem Alav Bari Odif. But it says here, Rav Yechon says, the guy says, I don't know. That means he's chayiv v'lotz d'shemayim. Even though he holds that bari v'shema, la bari odif, but he agrees that since there's a bari here, so therefore you have to pay lots of deshimayim. So you see this idea that even though there's no chiv in Bezdin, there's a chiv lots of deshimayim. And we'll say the same thing in our Mishnah, so it's a different case. In our Mishnah, the guy himself is Moida, which Rashi says if there's some kind of bari, so then there's a bala lots of deshimayim. Like in our Rashi of Mishnah also, where the guy himself is bari that he borrowed, and he doesn't have to pay back, there aloch is, yichayiv lots of deshimayim. So the bottom line is, from our sugi is, there's a machlokes about bari v'shem bari adif, that's where there's a tvi, and the other guy doesn't know, that's a machlokes. And then we have two ways to learn our Mishnah. Lefi the man diama bari v'shem bari adif, so then we learn our Mishnah, it's talking about there was no tvi. And then that's pshat our Mishnah. And if you learn bari v'shem bari adif, you can learn our Mishnah, there was a tvi. So the ratio is chayiv medina. The safest part of why, because bari v'shem lav bari adif. That's why two ways to learn our Mishnah. Good, everyone? Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Hagoinev tle mina eda. Someone steals a shepsala, a sheep, from the herd, vechziroi, and he returned it. Umeis, or nignav, and he got stolen or died. Chayiv achriusai. He chayiv for the chrayis. Why? Because you didn't let him know when you returned it. When you steal it, it becomes your rishus, and you only mekayim your din hashava when you tell the bailam, I am returning it. If you don't tell him, then it's not a hashava. What about lo yodu bailam lo gnevasta b'chazirasa? So let's say he never knew about the gneva. He didn't know about the gneva, he didn't know about the returning, he didn't know about anything. What's the halacha then? So the halacha then is, if manu has a tzoyin, he counted the tzoyin v'shlemi, and he has the full number, so that's like he knows about it already, yipata. The halacha is, okay, it's yipata. And that's bailam, we'll see if that helps in the ratio also. But basically, the Mishnah has two parts. The ratio where you stole ladas, he knew about the gneva, so there you have to return it. And the sefer says, if you didn't know about it, so then if you return it and you still don't know about you returned it and you counted the tzoyin, it's potter. So you want to have four different shittas pshat in this brisa, four different shittas. If you chaz in this gemara, you should make a chart. That's what I did. But anyway, let's see the gemara, four different shittas. Omarab. Ladas, if you stole ladas, which means he knew about the geneva, tzorach das, you have to let him know you're returning it. Shaloi ladas, if you stole it without him knowing about it, so minyan poiter, if he counts it afterwards, then you're poiter. V'chiktondi, umanu es atzoyin, v'ishleima asefa, and when the Mishnah says that he counted the tzoyin, and he saw he had the right number, and that's enough of a chazara, that's going on the sefer. Which means Rav holds that the geneva ladas, so irchzir shaloi ladas is no good. Minyan is no good by Gun of Ladas. By Gun of Shaloy Ladas, you give it back Shaloy Ladas, it's no good, but you give, you have Minyan, you're part.
Why is Minyan not considered Das?
Because Lemaisa, all he did was count it, but he didn't really tell me, I'm returning it to you, so that's not called enough of Das. He has to know about that as a return. That's what. Dr. Gemara Vaita, V'Shmuel Amar, it's part of Din HaShava. Din HaShava is, you have to let him know I'm returning it. That's not a das. It's like a das that's like a memela. It's not a real das. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, like Moshe wants, V'Shmuel Amar, Bein L'das, Bein Shaloi Das, Minyan Poita. Minyan Poita is by both. V'Chiktani, Mumanu, V'Yishleima, Pata Akulu. When it says, if you count it, V'Yishleima, it's Pata on everything. So Shmuel's sheet is like this. If you stole, and he knows about it, you turn to Shaloi Das, no good. Minyan works. By Gun of Shaloi Das, which means he stole without him knowing about it, if you return it without him knowing about it, so even though he never knew about anything, not the return, not this, it's no good. But a minyan works. A minyan works in both, according to Shmuel, and Hechzir Shaloi Das does not work, Vishmuel. That's the second shita. Third shita. Rav Yechon Amar. Rav Yechon is the most cool digger shita. Rav Yechon Amar, Ladas, minyan paiter. He holds that if it's Ladas, minyan paiter. It means if you stole Ladas, you can't return Shaloi Das. But minyan will work. Shaloi ladas, afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. If it's shaloi ladas, I can return it also shaloi ladas, and everything is good. V'chiktonu monu es atzoyin v'yishleima ha-reisha. It's going back on the reisha. That's going back on the reisha. When you read the Mishnah, it's interesting. It says, ha-goyim t'lem na'ed v'chziru imeis, o'inignav chayav chusha, means you didn't know about it when you turned it. Lo yadu abayam leib chiru v'nos v'chziru also yipat anyway. Monu es atzoyin v'yishleima hu, it's going back on the reisha. And minyan works on the reisha. That's Rav Yechon Chid. So we have three shittas. The fourth shita is Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar, Ladas, if you stole Ladas, Minyan Poiter. Shaloi Ladas, Tzarech Das. Shaloi Das is most chomer. You need Das. You can't return Shaloi Das, and Minyan doesn't work either. V'chitonu, Moru, and Satsayin, V'yishleim, HaReisha is going back on the Reisha. So the Gemara has to explain Shana Rav Chista, because Bishlam Rav, even though Moshe was asking if you're Rav, why does Minyan work? Rav, we understand, if you steal Ledas, you have to return a Ledas. He has to know about it. Minion's not enough, it's a Mela. But here, Rav Chista is an interesting Shita. He says, when I steal Ledas, Minion works. When it's Shloy Ledas, he never knew about anything, Minion doesn't work there. That's a Chiddush already. Rav Chista, Ledas, Minion Paita, Shloy Ledas, Sarok Das. But you tell him, what I'm saying, if you steal my Resha. I'm a Rav, my time, Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista? On top of my base. My time, Rav Chista. Hoyul v'ankata nagri bri'asa. Shah's like this. Once the behemoth got used to getting pulled out, so now he's gonna take another walk now. The behemoth will run away by itself. Bishlama in the case where it's stolen Ladas, so the owner knows this guy was stolen, this behemoth was stolen. So I'll keep an eye on him once I count it. But by Shlomo Ladas, even if I counted, I'm not gonna know this one tasted freedom a little bit. And therefore it might run away again. That's Shah Ram Chista. Frank the Gemara, Rav explains Rav Chista, so assuming he holds Rav Chista. That Rav holds Rav Chista. I mean, that what? Rav Chista holds that Minyan works by Goyin of Ladas and does not work by Shalal Ladas. Miriam Rav Ahachi, Vama Rav, Hayman de Chazi al Chavri de Agva Imra Me'edra. A guy saw someone stealing something from his Eder. So here someone picked it up, he's a Ladas. Me'edra Lode from his Eder, from his herd. For Rome, he called it, screamed at him, Vashadi, and he dropped it. V'lo Yoda, Ihadre Eloy Adre. And he doesn't know if he returned it or not. Whatever, he stopped. He stopped him, but he doesn't know if he returned it or not. And the behemoth died. So here's a Ladas. And it sounds like Yechai Bachrayis in every case, even with Minyan. My love, Avagav the money. Even if he counted it. According to Rav Chista, that is the only case where Minyan works. So you see that Rava does not hold the Rav Chista. Zok the Gemara, Loi, Loi money. No, the case with Chayah Husa, he never counted it. Now, the interesting... Yeah? No, he saw him stealing it, but he didn't see if it was returned. He never counted afterwards. Then it died. He didn't see... Here the case was, he saw him stealing it, he didn't see it returning it. So, Chayah Bach Husa, if you see him returning it, it's Tamazai Tzeldas. The Mar says, my love, I forgot the money. More thought that he's saying Chayah Husa, even though he counted it, yeah.
Why would he point to Rabba,
right. Right.
Right.
Counted it.
Right.
If he
counted it, he
wasn't
going. He knows it was returned.
Right. And he knows it. So maybe he did das. No, you know, Rav and Rav also holds like this. Rav holds minas work by his lord das either. Rav holds like that. Right. Right, that's the kasha. How can he say? How can he hold a Rav Chista? That is the kasha. How could he's saying Pshat Rav Chista? Rav Chista holds taste of freedom. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat of Amamra? That is the kasha. Rav explained Rav Chista holds us taste of freedom. So then, what's Pshat? Rav was saying this. We thought Rav was saying the money. So what's Pshat? That's what we're asking. From Chayav Bachrusa, not that we had a Pshat in Rav. Rav says Chayav Bachrusa. Mashman every case in Chayav Bachrusa when it's Ladas. Minyan works. That's the kasha. That's a minyan work because it's not no nakabriyasa exactly. And for the Gemara, no, it's loy money. Gemara minyan would work. That's Gemara's there. Now, why do you want to think that Rava holds like Rav Chista? Just to explain Rav Chista, the Rashba really learns. See, we tied my time with Rav Chista. That the reason why we said was Rav Chista because Rav Chista was the most interesting shita. That's what said my time. That's what we tied. Like Rashi's tied. The Rashba learns that the reason why we say my time with Rav Chista is because we're passing like Rav Chista, and if we want to know his reason. And then it makes sense why we thought Rava holds like Rav Chista, because that's the halacha l'maisa, and that's why we have a kasha, umi am a Rav Hachi. Not a similar kasha, umi am a Rav Hachi. Rav holds that you always have to give it back ladas, besides for going of shloi ladas, minyan works. So, frey tamar kasha, umi am a Rav Hachi, v'am a Rav, echziru le'edah shev midbar, yotza. If you turn it to the edah in the midbar, you are yotza. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is that you see you don't need das or minyan, and l'chayyeh Rav needs something. So fi Rav, hakar turns everything to the edush of mitzvah miyotza. Fi Rav, even by going of shloim das you need minyan, and by going of das you need to have a das by mamish. So what's pshat? Amar Rav Chanan ba'Aba moida Rav b'riki usa. Rav is moida when I'm talking about a tle that's nikkerhu. It's a very spotted or a very spotted tle. It's a very recognizable tle. So here, obviously he knew about it when he stole it, and he also knows when you return it. When you count that, you return it, you know about it. Because even if you don't count it, Rashi says, because it's very recognizable that it came back, this one. And therefore, the way the Ravid learns, the Rashba learns, that therefore it's even better than Minyan. Because remember that Rav holds by Goyin of Ladas, there's no Minyan doesn't help. So here, L'chayr is Goyin of Ladas because it's very recognizable. But it's still enough because since it's nicker, so it's even better than minion, and you know it was returned. So the kasha was, Rav says it's returned. And for the Gemara, yeah, because there it was very recognizable, therefore it's called a good return.